Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Albertson.
And this week, we're doing a little Taggy AMA, or an ATA? Ask Taggy anything? How do we feel about that? AUA? Ask us anything? I'm going to go with ATA, ask Taggy anything. Look, whatever it's called, it's a super fun episode, and honestly, one of my absolute favorites of the year. So please enjoy.
Maggie, you look amazing, but Isadora Plumpkin's missing.
Isadora Plumpkin. Isadora Plumpkin has been very stubborn. Isadora Plumpkin is still, she's mostly gone. And I got to tell you, I talked about this on Me Time, but I haven't talked about it on The Psychologist Are In. So I discovered these things called the Mighty Patch, which apparently I was the last one to the party to know about these. And they're little zit patches that you can put on. They're like invisible one you can like wear during the day. And there's a kind of a more, I guess, like medicinal one you can wear at night that like really heals it and it brings it out.
Where does one get these? Or can you send me a link?
Anywhere. I walked into a CVS and I got it there.
Really? Okay.
So, yes. Yeah.
Let's send me, because I have, as you know, teenage children who, like any teen, will go experience, and I myself will, as shocking as it is, I will experience a blemish now and then. So,
never get a blemish. I don't want to hear it. You have a look at you, look mighty, mighty handsome. As I speak of the mighty patch, I'm just going to say, you look mighty handsome today, Tim.
That's an amazing segue. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think everyone agrees. What?
You got a new plant behind you?
I do. I got a new plant. Okay. This is such a fun story because I walked into Sunset Nursery, by the way, can't say enough about them. They're so lovely. It's over in Los Feliz, Silver Lake area on Fountain. Sunset Nursery, everyone there is so helpful. This is just a shout out for Sunset Nursery. So the other day I was looking for a plant. I wanted one for my new little office space. And I saw two people walking out with this plant that I was like, oh, that's the plant. And I was like, where'd you get that? And they're like, in there. And so I went in to try to find this plant and that was the last one. But they ordered this for me. This was like 2 weeks ago. And they ordered this for me and they don't put any pressure on you. They just order the plant and they're like, come see it. If you want it, great. And if you don't, but we'll get it in for you. And I just got it. I just got it today.
Well, it was worth the wait because it's looking good. You're
isn't it so cute?
Looking delightful.
Thanks. It's called, I'm going to put a little painting up too, but it's called a Ficus triangulara. I learned.
I knew that. I didn't know that. Of course, I didn't know that. Although I should have known that because to get out of high school biology, I took a horticulture class instead. So I should have known that was a,
whatever you just said. It's called a Ficus triangulara, and it is a wonderful, and Aubrey at Sunset Nursery was so helpful. And she was like, so excited because it's one of her favorite plants, but it's not that common. I don't love a lot of indoor house plants. Like I just don't love the plants themselves that much. And I saw this and I just was like, this is so cool. Like I love these, look at these little leaves. Maybe it's called Ficus triangulara because they're like little triangles. Okay. It's enough about the tree.
Well, you got a little Latin lesson too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So.
And darling listeners, I have to announce to you something very exciting.
Very
for those of you who are not watching on the Patreon, which, A, if you're not, why are you not watching on the Patreon? But the big exciting news is my dear, beautiful Margaret Cassidy Lawson co-star is wearing Pepto drink.
Yes. I mean, I've even got some cranberry nails. I mean, we're all in the family today. That might be two drinks.
Well,
I'll just take a sip of my Spindrift.
I'm going to make it a triple shot then because on the back, there's a poster for, it's not promoting a show.
Close.
It was a pilot that never went, but it's an awesome poster for me that hung in front of the Wiltern Theater one day when I played a rock star on this pilot that never went. That is orange. So it's all in the Pepto drink family.
You're so destined to play a rock star. Good God, Tim. That's awesome. Well, okay. So we are still not talking about our show. Be in honor and in solidarity with our fellow striking SAG members because the WGA strike has ended it's an kind of an amazing contract, and it is groundbreaking. It's history making. It's all the things, and they really got a deal they deserved, and we're so happy for them. And we're hoping SAG is right behind. Yeah. So they're going back to the table. Well, this will be airing next week. So this will be, interestingly, there could be some movement on the SAG side by the time this comes out. So because they go back Monday the 2nd, and this is Thursday for us. So,
but in the meantime, I know I and probably you and many of our SAG brothers and sisters will still be out on that picket line.
Hell yeah. Going tomorrow.
Making sure that they know that we are still serious. But that's just because we're going back to the table. This doesn't mean that we're going to just roll over for them.
Hell no. No, no. The plan, the hope is going back to the table means, it only means we hope that we will be getting a fair deal that we deserve. What a summer. I have chills just thinking about what we've experienced, the history that summer. We will have. Hot strike summer. Hot strike summer. It has been. Yeah, it's wild. And I went picketing the other day. I was picketing last Friday because the rumor was, which I was texting you all, I'm like, I'm heading over to the lines because they're saying by 2, we were going to have an answer. Luckily, we got it by this week on Sunday through the weekend, but last Friday, and I'll be going back tomorrow. Yeah.
I just got to say, it was interesting that, so the strike ended officially last night at 12:01. Correct. Which just happened to be a super moon. And tonight, well, Thursday, whatever the date is, it's the 28th. You were telling me this morning, is another super moon, which correct. As the moon was rising last night, I text Meg, I'm like, have you seen the moon? Because it's perfect for manifestation and believing.
To which I wanted to say to you, Tim, who's this? Who's texting me right now about the moon and manifesting and believing? Because part of me was also like, oh, if you want some manifesting and believing text and sites and whatever, you're about to get bombarded with them, Tim, because I have a lot of, this is my favorite. This is my favorite full moon of the year, the harvest moon. So this one, I feel like this one always gets me. It's fall. It's the Neil Young song. It's all those things. And anyway, so when I saw your text, I was like, oh my God. Yes, Tim, that was the blue moon I took the picture of last time. But this time, this is a full supermoon in Aries, which I don't know exactly that all that means, except I know Aries is a big, powerful, fiery sign. So, yeah. And this will, again, be next week. So this will have all already happened. But I think you're right in that when we do our believing and our manifestations for the full moon, you best believe a fair deal for SAG-AFTRA will be a part of those wishes.
Which will then eventually mean a return to the OG format of your favorite podcast in the world.
Yes. Called The Psychologists Are In. Tim, what is it again?
It's a psychology podcast.
There it is. I just want to say this because we can get to our fun fan questions because these are pretty effing great. I was on a Sunday, epic walk Sunday. I took an epic, very long walk around LA and ran into Nestor Carbonell, who is so lovely and who we will be
having on the podcast. Still has most beautiful eyes in
television. Incredible. It's not eyeliner, guys. It's really just his eyes. They're that amazing. I ran into him on Larchmont in LA, and he was so ready and excited to come do the podcast when we're back to doing the regular format, which was incredibly serendipitous because, Tim, you reminded me where we left off.
Sean 2.0.
Like, how crazy. And to run into Nestor. So, yeah.
Okay. It is crazy. It was meant, it was believed.
It was really magical. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So can't wait. I can't wait for that. And it was so good to see him. And he loves you so much, Tim. He just went on and on and on. He and his wife and their dog, Donna, which I thought was the cutest freaking name for a dog ever. I was like, what's your dog's name? It's like Donna. I was like, oh, of course. Donna. It's like somebody, it's just so like not a typical dog name. Like, you know, it was cute. I liked it.
Well, for Nelson not to be a typical dog owner too. So,
yeah, he's come a long way.
I'm so proud of you. I was so excited to get that text from you say he's got a dog now.
I know. Me too. I remember that. I remember us. Anyway, Tim,
Muggy.
Are you ready to podcast the shit out of a special taggy episode?
I'm just going to go get one thing in the background.
Tim, you're incredible. I did the funniest thing while, so I kept talking, and I know you can't hear me, but I was like, Tim, I really hate that. I know you don't want the video on that, but I feel like last week, Andy and I both, our jaws were on the floor because you like would just got, you just got up and then walked across the room without a cane or anything. And then came back and like, we, both of us were like, what are we watching right now? What is happening right now? And it just happened again. And I was telling our listeners, so we can, you know, add this back in case.
You're narrating it? Okay.
Right. That I was telling them, like, you send me the updates of your walks. And I got an update yesterday, actually today. And I was so, first off, I love them so much. And secondly, every time I'm just in absolute awe of you. So it was such a good update to get. And you ran into Joel McHale.
I ran into Joel McHale last night. It was this really fascinating political event I need to tell you about.
Oh, cool. And so, Tim, it's that time of year. What is in your hand?
Oh, I just, oh, this?
Oh, that.
Just a little pumpkin that, I mean, it is me, but I can't really show it. What character? It's a character from a Stark show, so I'm just gonna turn it. But just say that the Amazing Jedi Pirate gave me this at a
show. Stop it! Are you serious?
Thank you, Jedi Pirate.
Thank you, Jedi Pirate. That's amazing. I love the spooky season. Bring all the spooky season stuff. Bring it. Bring it.
We set deck the background and realized my shoulders. My massive muscular shoulders was blocking it, so I had to walk over and bring it over.
Oh my God. And I'm so glad you did, because it's the harvest moon and it's time for Monster Mash is going to be playing in my house. Thriller is going to be playing in my house. Oh, I love it, Tim. It's so good. It's like if Wilson in Castaway were a pumpkin and had a face on it, because you can talk to yourself. Oh, I want to ask the character questions.
Sorry, it used to light up too, but the light's now stuck inside and I can't crack it up. But yes, go ahead. I am back now that I'm some good focus. Hi, Maggie.
I love that little detour.
Have I said you looked amazing today?
You did, but I'll hear it again.
Maggie, you look amazing today.
Thanks, Tim. So do you. Oh, so do you. Your beard looks all nice and trim, and your hair has got like a nice little whoop. What's that called? What did we call it last week? It's like a
little pompadour.
Yeah, the pompadour. I love it.
A little Jimmy Neutron thing going on.
I love it. Okay, Tim, we have some very fun fan questions.
Should we explain what this episode is?
Yeah, which I love that you kind of corrected the AMA to the AUA or an ATA. So it's basically, we just in our pivot for this psychologist are in, we have, Tim and I really just enjoyed shooting the shit with each other, and as we do, and we can do all day, and bringing on guests and kind of talking about other things. And we decided to throw out and ask us anything, or an AUA or an ATA, ask Taggy anything. And this was fun.
Because full disclosure, I'm sure this is not surprising anyone, I would rather almost do this show without guests at times so I could just talk to you for 45 minutes.
We do. That's why we do it. A lot of times we'll be like bouncing around ideas for episodes and we'll be like, who are we kidding? We just want to talk to each other.
Exactly.
ButcherBox is your meat-loving sidekick, delivering high-quality, 100% grass-fed and pasture-raised meat right to your doorstep. No more wild goose chases at the grocery store. Let's be honest. Trying to negotiate with your neighborhood butcher can be as tricky as trying to get your dog to understand quantum physics. But with ButcherBox, it's as easy as ordering a pizza. With a selection that would make a caveman jealous, ButcherBox offers everything from succulent steaks to sizzling sausages. You can build your own meaty dream team of cuts and they'll arrive right at your door, ready to be the star of your next barbecue. The best part? ButcherBox is so convenient. It's practically like having your own personal sous chef. No more crying over onions or wrestling with plastic wrap. It's the real deal. I love ButcherBox because of the peace of mind, the ultimate convenience, and incredible value. I can't complain about a single piece of meat I've received yet. They're all so delicious. And you have the freedom to select specific cuts and types of meat you want in your ButcherBox order. This level of customization ensures that you receive exactly what you need and desire. So why not make your life a bit more meat-tastic with ButcherBox? ButcherBox is giving us a very special deal. So sign up today using code PINEAPPLE to receive ground beef for life Did you hear that? Plus $20 off your first order. That's 2 pounds of ground beef free in every box for the lifetime of your membership, plus $20 off your first order when you sign up at butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple. I ended up using this recently, the ground turkey. I made a turkey chili. It was so good. I could eat it all the time. So that lifetime supply is going to really come in handy. But anyway, order your ButcherBox. Let Copilot help you reach your fitness goals. I think my favorite part of Copilot is the accountability. My Copilot app offers a connection to a real-life trainer who actually checks in on me and makes sure I'm doing my job. I'm not kidding. Aaron, you're like so lovely. I signed up. I'm using the personal trainer part of it. I absolutely love it. They like really get to know you, your habits, your time. And then they kind of gently nudge you if you need it, but also they have like these personalized workout plans and progress check-ins, support and guidance. You can use it like through your Apple Watch, your phone. It's so easy. It's like literally having a personal trainer like with you at all times. And each of the workout programs are designed to your specific lifestyle. That's also true. Aaron went through my whole fitness routine, like what I know I will do, what I know I probably won't stick with, and is like, it has like designed something for me. It's tailored just for me. And she's just so sweet. Anyway, I'd love for you all to follow my lead to get fit and feel fabulous. Give Copilot a try to find out why it was listed by Forbes as the top rated personal trainer app of 2023. I am not surprised at all. This thing is amazing. Head to go.mycopilot.com/pineapple to get a 14-day free trial with your own personal trainer. That's go.mycopilot.com/pineapple to get a free 14-day trial with your very own personal trainer. Take a back seat and let Copilot help you reach your fitness goals.
Okay, so you asked me a question before I got up and walked across the room.
Oh, Tim, yes, I was going to ask you if you, what was it? If you wanted to podcast the shit out of our very first AUA.
Maggie Lawson, I would very much enjoy podcasting the shit out of this AUA with you.
Yes, yes. Then let's dive in, Tim. So the first question, which I think I have a clue who asked this, but
Vetted, by the way.
I don't think these have not been. I have not seen these until right now. So ready? Who can outdrink who? I don't know.
Between you
we're
and
both
I?
Irish or yeah, Scottish. Wait, no, you're Irish.
It depends on when we're talking about. Like
and
as
what
in
we're right drinking.
Now, and what very important point, and what we're drinking.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just changed in the last, well, 6 years for me anyway.
I feel like, Tim, I feel like we can hang. Like we can hang with each other more so now. I would say back in the day, you could definitely outdrink me, but then I would have to send you Pedialyte. So in a way you couldn't outdrink me because
cool idea. Because that was me outdrinking Australian.
That was actually you outdrinking Australian. That's right. That's true. Bad idea, kids. But I would say now we could probably hang like toe to toe. What do you think?
You and I have not really had some serious drinking time together in a long time.
In a while. Coffee. We like our Starbucks and stuff, but we haven't had a big... I mean, we had a couple of Joey nights on the last movie, but even then, we're still working, so we keep it tame, you know?
So if it were today, the answer is you could outdrink me.
Probably. Because
with my brain injury, my brain chemistry has changed, and I don't process alcohol the same way. So like, I don't really feel it as much. It takes much more booze to get me a little buzz. So I really only know I've had sort of my limit when I start getting a little slurry. Unlike, and I never really got slurry before when I drink.
Now that it's like you can outdrink me. If you could have that much more just to get slurry. Me, I'm like a glass and a half of wine and I'm like, Tim, cut me off. No, that's not true. I can drink more than, that's me after like 3 glasses of wine. Then I'm a whole thing. All right. So probably at this point I could outdrink you, but we're going to say back in the day during all our psych days, I'd say you could definitely outdrink me, but I would still stay in for the party. I just may not drink as much. All right. Number two.
I look forward to trying it again. And
me too. We got to do that. We have to have a, where are we at this point in our lives? Tolerance wise test.
Yeah, a yardstick, a drinking yardstick, if you will.
Yes. Okay. Have we ever taken a vacation together? I don't think so.
No.
Have we ever? Other than work-wise, like we've never worked. We've never taken couples trips or like fam trips. No. But we went to like Whistler, the Sunshine Coast. Like we did a lot of those things while we were shooting, right?
We've done many vacation-like things together.
Yeah, we have. And many vacation-like things. That's true. Like exploring, you know, like tourists in our home city, like Vancouver. We would go be a tourist together.
Yeah, but never. Right? Yeah, I mean, the closest thing to a vacation was, I would say, Sunshine Coast for a certain show we're not talking about.
Right.
For an episode which we're going to get to once the strike is done.
Yeah.
Which will hopefully be very soon. And then we can talk about the vacation would be us on that boat crossing the much of the Pacific to get to the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, which is so fun. That's so fun. So I guess no. Yeah, the short answer is like no, not like vacation, but we've definitely explored. I've explored just as many probably new or like home tourist places with you as I have pretty much with anybody, honestly. Okay, next question. Favorite places you visited or places you want to go? My favorite places I have visited go, oh man, it's hard. Hong Kong, Greece, not in this order. Switzerland, Stockholm, Sweden, Estonia. It's a lot. But I would say, oh, and London, I have to say, is like, London feels like New York to me, though, in that it's like almost like a home place I'm just going to go a lot, where it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm going to go explore this new place. It's like, oh, I'm going to London because I feel at home there because I've been so much, which I know you probably feel too. We probably share that.
In fact, today is the year anniversary of me doing a convention in Birmingham, in England, and my best friend Nick taking me to London for this sort of other epic boys trip.
Yeah.
Because Allison couldn't join me at the time. So it was a year ago, actually yesterday, that I was in Duke's Bar and kissing our friend Alessandro on the head.
I love him. I remember that. So Tim, so those are probably mine. I have very different reasons though for loving those trips. They were all poignant to me for different reasons. But London, I think, is, if I had to like pick a place I'd go live, I haven't been to Italy. I'm saving Italy for like a time when I can just go on a one-way ticket and maybe not come back. but London is a place I would like live. I love it so much.
It's funny, because of your Travel Tuesday posts on the Instagram, something else suddenly pop up like, of a trip I didn't know you went. I'm like, and also they're like, Are you freaking China? When
oh, I know. No, I went to China. I went to China when I was 25 for 6 weeks with nothing but a backpack. I did one of those.
When you were 25?
I was 25. It was right before I got psych. Yeah. It was the summer before I did psych. I had
before I knew you.
Yeah. Right. And I went to China and Hong Kong and Japan with a group. So I wasn't like on my own, but I was on my own in that I, you know, I had a backpack and a great guide who knew China very well. And it was a life-changing trip. It was amazing. It was hard. So I when I think back on it, it's like, wow, that was a trek, but it was amazing. Yeah. So sometimes my Travel Tuesdays are just old posts from travels, like, cause it's Travel Tuesday and I'm posting, but my favorite is when you're like, are you in Russia? Where are you?
Because on the other side of the text, me breaking out into sweat that you're not in the same city. I can't.
Yes, yes. Tim, you always know. I would not leave and not tell you. I would not do that. You always know when I'm going somewhere. But you also know I'm a very last minute traveler. So I won't, it'll literally be like, I made the decision. I'm leaving this morning.
Like, I'm about to say, like, what time zone are you in? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, any other places that you love or that you want to go, Tim?
Mine is, I think one of my greatest loves is London adjacent, sort of, which is Ireland. So while I was doing the show I did after Psych, where I had a crown and played a king, we were very lucky.
You are a king.
Oh, bless you, my friend.
Go on.
I would have sort of big chunks off. So the girls came out to London with me. And before I started shooting, one day we took a really great trip. We took the Channel to Paris, but then we took all four of us went to Ireland, specifically went to Dublin for like a night. But then we rented a car and I drove across Ireland to Galway-ish and the Cliffs of Moher, which is just drop-dead stunning. I've got this great album on my phone of the Ireland trip, where it's like every corner you turn, it's just out of a movie.
Yeah.
So you just pull over and just gasp. And so I really want to do another Ireland trip. And I have a bunch of friends in Dublin now and people on the West Coast.
Yeah. I love that. I want to do that too, Tim. I want to get all of your places to go when I go to Ireland. That's also up there. It's like next trip. Okay. Love this. Tim.
Maggie.
Favorite fan experience. I have mine. I have a couple, but I have one that really stands out.
It's not an individual.
Same. Mine's not either.
Okay. I'm going to say my favorite fan experience was Sketchfest, our very first live pod, walking on stage with you, sitting next to you, having you, my dear friend, next to me, and doing The Psychologist in a Psychoach podcast live in front of that amazing group of 400 people.
That's literally what I'm going to say.
The waves of love that we got.
I loved it so much. The close second would be our very first Comic-Con. And a close third would be the Comic-Con where we announced or premiered the movie. The musical.
We went to a screening of the musical, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a screening at Comic-Con at a theater there or whatever, but it was so special. But honestly, when I read the question, the first thing I thought of was Sketchfest last year.
We could say there's a very good chance very early in the new year, the psychologists are in, we'll be back tearing it up live in front of all of you who can make it out. To Psych Francisco. Watch my dear friend Maggie and I podcast the shit out of it live in front of y'all.
Yes. Oh my God. Very good chance. Very good chance. Fingers crossed. Hopefully we can say something for sure in the next couple of weeks. Oh, okay. Favorite dish that has pineapple in it. Ooh. Let me think. Oh, this is so fun. I immediately go to what cocktails have pineapple in them.
Pineapple daiquiri. I mean, if a pineapple daiquiri is served in a Koopa's dish, like.
A Koopa's dish, like. That's true. Let's see. What did I have the other day that was a. Oh my God. I love that I can't even think of a food because I'd probably go to like pineapple upside down cake.
That was going to be mine.
Yay. Oh my God. Tim, we have like. Same answers for a lot
right,
of this stuff.
Right here.
This is so funny. Yeah.
So caveat with a pineapple upside down cake. Okay. Not cooked in an easy bake oven.
No. A real pineapple upside down cake, people. Real cooked in a real way. So I had the other day though, and I kind of want to try to recreate this. I'm in a very fun recreate cocktail kind of mood these days. A mezcal. It was a spicy mezcal. Margarita, but it had pineapple juice in it and I lost it. It was so good. Yeah. And wait, but there was something else recently I had that had pineapple in it that I want to remember. But anyway, I went to pineapple upside down cake because I cannot do pineapple on a pizza.
Not anything but pineapple on a pizza.
I think this 7 years old. Okay. I think this ATA confirms that Tim and I are the same person in a lot of ways. And this is funny. I could probably, you know what we should do, Tim? Okay, let's say if the strike's not over next week and we have more fan questions, we should do it where I'd answer like what I think you would say. And you think I would say, and we will compare our answers because I bet we will mostly be able to nail the other person's answers.
That would full on be next level.
Isn't that a fun, what is that? Is that a bachelor game or a newlywed? Oh my God, we have to talk about the bachelor. Okay, hold on. The newlywed game. Okay, it's a newlywed game. That's right. So let's do a version of that next week if we can't talk about the show again yet. Because we have guests coming up that we know we want to have. But with the potential of the strike ending soon, we kind of want to save them. And if not, we won't. We'll, if the strike has to continue and that's the way it is for us to get a fair deal, that's fine. We'll still bring our fun guests on that are kind of waiting in the wings. But if we can have them on to actually share stories and talk about the show, we would like that. So let's see how the next week plays out.
This podcast is sponsored by Laundry Sauce. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to talk about Laundry Sauce. When I use my old laundry detergent, the laundry smelled, you know, bland. But that's not why I'm saying what I'm saying. I love this stuff so much. Laundry Sauce created the world's best-smelling laundry detergent in simple-to-use, high-performance pods that get the job done. From Australian sandalwood to Egyptian rose to cyber pine, your laundry will smell better than ever before. Trust me. I am obsessed. Plus, they stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients and artificial dyes and maximized the hardworking, science-backed stain fighters and enzymes to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. Laundry Sauce was started back in 2021 by a team who were bored by the mundane scents in the detergent aisles, so they decided to make a product that was conscious, relevant, and innovative. So what's the secret sauce behind Laundry Sauce? Well, they partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, the same team behind many of your favorite designer scents. With Laundry Sauce, every load of laundry becomes a touch of luxury right in your laundry room. And it's not just the pods. Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, and fabric softeners too. Plus, if you're not happy, send back Laundry Sauce for a full refund. You won't send it back, trust me. But if you want to, for any reason, you will get a full refund. No questions asked. I love the confidence there, but they can have it. It's so good. I went from dreading doing laundry to legitimately being excited to do laundry because I knew my clothes would come out smelling amazing. It's pretty crazy to say, but it's true. My place also smells amazing. It like kind of adds this whole fragrance to my, I'm just obsessed. Check out the reviews on their site if you don't believe me. They are some of the funniest, most authentic reviews you will ever see. Remember, when you smell your best, look your best, and feel your best, you're ready to take on the rest. So head to laundrysauce.com/pineapple and use promo code pineapple at checkout for 15% off. That is the best offer you're going to find. Plus, you must use our code pineapple for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/pineapple, promo code pineapple for 15% off. You know when you take out the trash and there's that line of smelly sludge that leaked from the trash bag all through your house, leaving a trail of stinky wet juice? I mean, it's not great, right? It's not great. We all hate that. We know it's there. Well, that doesn't happen anymore now that I have my Lomi. Lomi has changed the way I think about my food waste. Lomi transforms my trash into treasure at the push of a button. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns food scraps to plant food in 4 hours. There's no food rotting in my garbage and smelling up the kitchen. Now I only take the trash out on garbage day. Plus, no leaky bags. I turn my waste into nutrient-rich Lomi earth that I can feed to my plants, lawn, or my garden. My little plants are doing better than they've ever done. Instead of sending all this to a landfill, I can help the environment and make my life easier. All the food scraps, plant clippings, and even those leftovers I forgot in the back of the fridge can go into my garden, helping me grow more nutritious food at home. And now Lomi's new app lets me track my environmental impact, earn points for every cycle, and redeem for freebies from Lomi and other great brands. It's really cool. You get to feel really good about what you're doing for the earth. That feels good. I learned that food waste makes up a huge portion of our personal carbon footprint. By reducing the amount of food I send to the landfill, I'm helping to do my part for the planet. Thank you, Lomi. Whether you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just grow a beautiful garden, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/pineapple and use the promo code pineapple to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/pineapple and use promo code pineapple at checkout. Thank you, Lomi, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, two more questions, Tim. Ready?
Ready.
What's a recent guilty pleasure splurge purchase?
Okay, got it. This I bought this gorgeous blue suede jacket for Detroit Comic Con, where you and I did the live show.
That jacket is so good, Tim. I love it.
Just as winter was ending, I'm like, this makes no sense of spending this much money on a suede jacket that I'm not going to be able to wear for months. But now that, in fact, I was going to wear it to this thing last night. Now it's like, no, we're not a suede jacket yet.
Oh my God. Wait. So what did you wear to my birthday? Because that jacket was also very cool.
That's my cool beach windbreaker.
Oh, I love that cool beach windbreaker. Oh my God. Cool suede and cool beach windbreaker. I love it. You know, I'm a big believer in uniforms. Like I wear the same thing. A version of the same thing all the time. But I love that in people and I love it in like, you'll wear that blue suede jacket all season. And I love it because you can like pair it with all kinds of things. You need that like one accessory.
And I realized every picture that I've sent you, the last picture I've sent you being out in the town, I mean, that blue jacket.
Yeah. I love that. I'm like that with this little like silky black dress that I almost always wear that I can like literally wear with tennis shoes. I
know exactly what you're talking about. We have 7 pictures of me hugging you in that black dress.
Yeah.
It's when you wore it on, there's a great picture of the sunsets on Dan and Kate's balcony when we were shooting the last movie.
Exactly. So I wear that dress because you can literally do anything with it. You can wear like a jean jacket. You can wear like heels. You can wear boots. It like kind of pair. You can throw a sweater over it and a little hat for like fall. So that's my uniform. Anyway, I'm a big uniform.
You never don't look good in.
Thanks, Tim. It's also just like really easy. And on those days when, you know, you don't want to have to wear tight pants, it's nice because it's not super fitted.
Fashion tips with Taggy.
Fashion tips with Taggy. So my recent guilty pleasure splurge purchase, it's interesting. I'm trying to think of like clothing, but I don't think I have. Tim, I haven't shopped in a while. I'm trying to think what I, oh, you know what? This tree is not cheap. It was not cheap.
It's a whole tree? I thought it was just a plant.
I mean, I call it, it's so tall. I mean, it's like, you know.
Are you talking about the Ficus triangulaire?
Good. Yes, I'm talking about the Ficus triangulaire. And I would say, you know what? I was just going to hang a couple of paintings here. And then I was like, no, you know what? And then, of course, I had to fall in love with like a designer plant, basically, in terms of price. But I was like, that's it. I love her. I want her. So yeah, she came home with me just today. And that was that. I would say past that, it would probably be like, recently I bought a case of wine that I don't need, that I just absolutely don't.
Don't you really?
It will get used.
It's like it's going to go to waste. You're not going to be pouring it down the sink anytime soon, Maggie.
But you know, I was like, really? I don't even have room for it. Yeah.
That can actually be an investment.
Well, it can. Actually, this was not that level, I don't think, of wine. But it's not that level of wine. It just was an unnecessary, like, all right, I'm just going to do this because I love it. And I feel very fancy when I drink this wine. So there.
What variety? What kind of wine is it?
It's a white Burgundy.
So not a rosé, a white Burgundy.
No, not a white rosé. White Burgundy. And it's really yum. I like a big white. I just like a big white wine. That's my thing right now. I'm into big white wines and kind of light, fun reds, like almost like chilled reds, like a Gamay or Beaujolais. Yeah, I'm not into big, heavy reds. Can't do it right now, but I can do big, heavy whites.
I still need to listen to your wine, your sommelier. Was it a sommelier?
So I had Matthew, my friend Matthew, on, and funny enough, this will have already come out, but it'll still be the current episode when this airs next week. I did a podcast with someone I really love. She works at K&L. She does a lot of their wine tastings, and I had her pair a wine with all of the zodiac signs.
Now I got to say it's on your
Me Time,
Maggie, Instagram.
Yeah. So that was sort of a teaser for the episode that actually, so the episode comes out tomorrow, or for anybody listening, it will be the one currently airing, and it's me and Melanie Alinsky and our other poppet, Sean, who is also Somme level wine expert. And then Zaytuna Cousteau, who is the K&L, the Somme from K&L, who is, I feel like, just like a wine star. I just call her like a little wine star. Anyway, so the four of us sit down and get very tipsy and talk about astrology and wine.
Perfection. I didn't realize you could just shorten it to Somme. I wouldn't try
sommelier. Yeah. But I call them, I'll do it Somme. I also know someone named Somme, so that can get a little confusing, but still. Okay.
Somme.
Yeah. And then there are the Psalms. In the Bible. Okay. What is your favorite part of your friendship, Tim? What's the favorite part of our friendship to you?
Oh, God. Knowing that you always have my back.
Okay. Well, I was going to say the same thing. I was also going to say that it's nice that sometimes you'll know what I'm feeling even before I know what I'm feeling. But I feel like that's the sign of a friendship that, like, I don't know. I feel like we both always have each other's backs. And the other thing I would say too is like, I'm just consistently, constantly inspired by you. So I love that part too. You're just a next level human. And I feel so lucky because I get to call you my friend.
Well, as I text you my, you referred to earlier when I text you my mileage from yesterday, your response back, you are one of my biggest cheerleaders. So not just having your back. So it's like it goes into having my back and knowing you're always going to be there to either having my back, meaning support and encourage.
Yeah, and I always will.
Be my constant.
And you, me too, like constant. Your post the other day, I only sent that thing to you to say like you had I hit the popular list on Spotify and I sent it to you just more to be like, and 2 seconds later you were like, had posted it all over Instagram. I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. That was so nice. So yeah.
I was so proud of you because I know how, my follow-up text to you after saying I'm posting this is me saying how proud I am of you and what an incredible woman you are and what a force you are because you are so creative and you're just doing such amazing things. You're getting busy with so many things. You're so smart. And I just really admire how you're just taking the world by the tail.
Well, thank you, Tim. I do the same thing about you. All right. Now we're going to cry.
First.
That's what we do. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, I love you, Tim.
Is that it? Wait, we done? No.
No. I just, okay. That question needed, I feel like it needed a wrap up, like a button.
Yeah, I will, my button then. I love you too, Maggie, so much. And I am so grateful. It's Thursday. So it's Thankful Thursday, my little hashtag.
Thankful Thursday.
My Thankful Thursday is a picture of you and our friendship.
It is?
Well, it's going to, I almost posted that this morning. But then I was like, I think I always post that. So for Thankful Thursdays, but I'm going to find a rare pic of us and bust it out.
You don't have to, but I'm thankful for you every Thursday and every day. There. I think we both are. I think we do a good job of letting the other one know how much we love them. Okay. Tim, can I share something that just is a feel good, funny little story? And then we can wrap it up because we're done with our questions. It's about something you know about and are involved in, and I'm involved in. But it's something that I just saw and I was so overwhelmed that they're doing it. And I'm just going to share it so I read it perfectly. But Best Friends Animal Society is doing the cutest thing. So tonight, because now everyone knows of our bachelor obsession, meaning me and Devin and Tim, who is like, I don't know what y'all are talking about and knows every single detail of when it's airing, what time and where. So, Tim, you're not fooling anybody. Anyway, we know what you're doing tonight. So Best Friends Animal Society, which I think you probably are this year. I am as well. I'm one of their ambassadors. And I know you are, I think, a lifelong ambassador for them. They are doing a partnership. So Best Friends is doing a partnership with the Golden Bachelor. Listen to this. Okay, so senior dogs are often overlooked. Or seniors are often overlooked in life and in animal shelters. So ABC and The Golden Bachelor, they're shining a spotlight on not only senior humans, but they're helping shine a light on senior pets. So every Thursday, Best Friends is going to feature a different senior pet looking for a second chance at love. And isn't this the greatest? And no,
if our conversation about our friendship didn't make me cry, this can make me cry.
I know, it made me cry. So I'm totally going to cry. By the way, I just want to give this announcement because I think it's really important. All adoption fees are waived through Best Friends through November 30th. And this is the first impression bone. I'm totally going to cry.
I have no idea what is that reference to. I have no idea what that's in reference to. First impression bone.
Don't act like you don't know what the first impression rose is, Tim.
I can't tell any of you.
We know it's your favorite show.
I admit it. All right. Okay. I admit it. I'm part of Bachelor Nation.
This is Della. This is, and you can see the little Best Friends logo. You can see the Bachelor logo up here. And this is Amy, who is there, works for.
Oh, that's Amy Wolf. I need to.
Amy Wolf, yes, who recruits us to to do work with them. So I just saw this a little while ago and I just thought it was the absolute sweetest thing. So through November 30th, Best Friends will be waiving all adoption fees on senior pets. Yes, Tim, the first impression rose happens on the very first night when all of the potential suitors, I guess, I don't want to say contestants, meet the bachelor or bachelorette. So there's always one kind of safe rose that's given out. Once you get a rose, you're safe. So you're safe at the rose ceremony. You don't have to like wait anymore if you're sticking around for another week.
I didn't know any of this.
Okay.
So the first one quick caveat. We would not be talking about this show because it's a struck show because the tie-in to Best Friends Animal Society and saving these senior dogs is so important. I think we can get away with it.
Best Friends is doing a partnership with a show. A dating show, a very popular dating show that is featuring a senior, the very first senior. His name is Gary. I think I can say that. And they are now waiving adoption fees through November 30th for senior pets as well in partnership with this show. It's such a beautiful thing. So go to like the Best Friend site, go to like or their Instagram or whatever, where they will be featuring a senior dog every week and waiving the adoption fees in line with this partnership with this show. How about that?
Love it. Perfect. Yeah. Perfectly said.
Perfect. It made me so happy. So I was just like, yeah.
I think I already know. I mean, I don't need to ask this question. I know the answer to this question is, are you more excited for what's on at 8 or what's on at 9?
Tim, don't make me choose. Don't make me choose. I'm excited for both.
You're more excited for what's on at 9.
I'm more excited for what's on at 9. Yeah.
I too.
Yeah. It gets in there. It gets dirty. Okay. All right. I think we can end on that note, unless Tim, you want to add anything else, because
I do. I have an extension of how much I love you and just how much I love this episode. Cause it's like I said, it's us shooting the shit, which we love doing so much. And I haven't got to do with you in person in a long time.
I know, which we're going to do. We're going to change that next week, I think.
Which another episode is going to come out of that.
Oh my God, a whole episode will come out of that. So while we are very hopeful and thinking that I don't even want to say because I don't know, very hopeful that the strike will be ending sometime soon, we will be here. We'll still be here every week and we'll probably taggy it up the next episode as well, just to get us through and see what happens over the next week. And we're going to have some fun stories to share, just Maggie and Tim.
And we have to say, based on the writer's strike ending, because the writer's strike is ending and hopefully the SAG strike ending, just want to express our gratitude. I think I can speak for you here. I'm pretty comfortable speaking to you in this case.
Yeah.
Our gratitude to you, our darling listeners, of your incredible support and solidarity with our union brothers and sisters in the WGA and SAG and AFTRA.
Yeah. I mean, even they haven't been mentioning anything, talking about the show. Like everybody's been, we just can't thank you all enough for standing with us.
We've had to pivot away from our OG format, but still have you all hanging in with us.
Yeah.
It means so much.
Yeah, it means everything. So we love you all. And I love you, Tim.
Fingers
crossed for a fair resolution to all of this very soon. And in the meantime, we're just going to keep chit-chatting and having fun.
And in the meantime, me time, listen to Maggie's Me Time tomorrow and every
Yes,
Friday.
Yes. Listen. Oh, yeah.
Here's the fun thing I find about Me Time is a lot of times when I'm getting my steps and doing my PT, my physical therapy. If I'm not listening to the psychologists are in, which I'm listening to us talk, I get to listen to Me Time because it's like I'm hearing, I get to hang out with you for an hour.
I know. Yeah.
Which is my favorite thing in the world, whether it's in person or even on a little virtual thing here.
Thank you, Tim. And I can't wait to talk about your future projects as well when they can be talked about very soon.
Which reminds me, I need to send some emails or some text to two very important collaborators.
Yes.
Say, hey, when are we getting together? Which is going to be next week, hopefully.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of The Psychologists Are In. Thank you for hanging with us during this pivot that we've taken. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. Next week, we'll be doing part two of the AMAATA. I've heard it both ways. Check out our Patreon as well. It's patreon.com/psychologistsarein for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free eps. Okay, bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.